I love the idea of magicians, you know, using it for good. Yeah. These illusionists, they're just doing it for, you know, the poor.
That's so good. I didn't think of it. That's really funny.
No, are we rolling back?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we grow. This is Loser Leaves Wrestling's news you can't lose. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with Mowat Hugh Jaswal. Mowat, how are we today?
It's a great day, Red. It's a very good day. Very
it's
good.
A very positive day.
Very,
well, maybe
very
we should just
good.
Break off with the yeah. main story of the day. This is the news, wrestling news, November 1st to November 7th. Biggest news story of the week, I think. Former WWE Hall of Famer loses his bid for presidential office. You know, it's because we don't have to say his name. We all know Gerald Briscoe. No, I'm just joking. Donald, I guess I don't know how to do this in a funny way. Donald Trump isn't the president anymore, and he's a WWE Hall of Famer. That's.
I'm not familiar with his antics. What has he been up to? What's he do? Tell me. Is this just not working out?
No, it's good. He gave a stunner to Vince McMahon. He did something to Vince McMahon once.
What did you think about his WrestleMania appearance and all that bullshit?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, this was before he became a tyrant, or at least like on a national level.
It was during
level.
The process.
Yeah, he was.
It was during the process. He was a birther, I think, at the time.
Oh, was he? Ah, oh, shit. Okay. I guess, yeah, I mean, he had his New Yorks. I mean, he's always been a tyrant.
But I was whatever with it. I'm just like, oh, he's a cartoon character trying to say cartoon things, and he's in wrestling, so I forgave it completely. And what? Go back to wrestling. You'd be such a good heel.
No, Donald Trump. Go die in a fucking hole.
Heel.
No, I want him to die in a jail cell.
Needs to pick him up.
No.
top
Hall of Famers.
He would get some pretty good... They get some pretty good numbers.
God, I hate that he's in
the
Hall of Fame. It makes me so mad. It's such a travesty. I don't know. But
Donald Trump is no longer in office. WWE Hall of Fame. That's why it relates to wrestling. That's what we're sharing with you. Because it's very important to wrestling. Next big item today, Mowat. I got this is a fun one. It's not even news. Danhausen says Cody Rhodes is ducking him.
Danhausen. Oh, love Danhausen. It's got to the point. I'm just excited to hear his name now. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
He's so fun.
Danhausen did an interview with, I think, Wrestling Inc. podcast or whatever. And he thinks that he's ducking him. He's trying to get a TV title shot.
Good. He's got to play it. He's got to play the field. Play the field? I don't know. He's got to play something to get his name out there. I'm glad he's doing it.
He has to become the dirtiest player in the field in order to play the game.
Saving
me.
Something like that. I don't think
it's ever going to happen, though, because I feel like that TV title thing where he was having newcomers, that was a period of time. And I don't think they're going with that gimmick right now. I don't think we're going to be seeing that.
It's going to be interesting
we haven't been.
To see what happens later tonight on Full Gear. If Darby Allin wins or what. Ricky Starks keeps talking about it, about the Team Taz jumping, showing their presence tonight. So I only assume they're going to beat the living hell out of Darby Allin.
Cody's winning it.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Cody's winning it. And I can't imagine, no offense to Danhausen, but they're not going to have Danhausen face Cody after Darby Allin, which is their Danhausen.
Like, they're spooky idiots.
I know they're different. They're completely different in character, but they are the exact same creator wrestler default.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and like, I'm just really...
Side by side.
I'm really disappointed by how they handled Warhorse. I mean, really cool that they gave him the opportunity and stuff, but they could have just... If they're already going through this much, they could have just gave him a little bit more shine, you know?
May I say, I blame Warhorse. Bless you, Warhorse. They had 15 minutes, like 10 to 15 minutes, and I don't really think his match was... And he had moments. It's not like Cody was squashing him.
Yeah.
I felt like he just didn't bring it. Like, I didn't feel like that was his best. Like, I saw much better performances of his on the indies than I did on that show.
That's true, but I like to give him the benefit of the doubt. I mean, it was probably like it was without a doubt the biggest match of his career at that point. But they didn't give him a mic, even a mic for like 30 seconds, just for him to yell Warhorse rules at.
You're a Team Taz conspiracy theorist. That's what you are. Blaming TK for everything.
He needs to have his presence known.
Brian Cage. Let's calm down.
Okay. Anytime
we talk against Tony Khan, you're a member of Team Taz.
Okay.
You're a member of Team Taz. Team Taz is that's Taz coming out of your mouth, not you, Mowat. I know you.
Okay.
Great. Moving on. MLW is getting ready for their restart. And they've already said these are some names that are associated with MLW's restart. I think it's called the restart. It's ACH, Davey Boy Jr., and Leo Rush.
What's
Leo Rush? They're all a part of the new restart. I don't know what it is.
Oh, what it? Okay, so I don't know what restart.
I think it's like
is.
A pay per view.
Okay,
I think they're calling MLW's the restart.
I see.
And so I'm assuming some sort of pay per view or a show because they've been off for they're trying to, I don't know, do big things again.
Okay,
I like it. I'm excited for it, yeah. And I like the idea of ACH and Leo Rush getting a second start.
I think they've wrestled already in GCW. Like GCW's been doing some pay-per-views. I don't watch enough.
What's GCW again?
Game Changer Wrestling. So they,
I heard of that. I never knew what it stood for.
Joey Janela is sort of famous now for kind of coming up from there. He still works with them. I think that's where all like the crazy, WrestleMania week pay-per-view, shows come from. Like Joey Janela's Spring Break and Danhausen and Warhorse. I think they're all sort of part of GCW. GCW kind of helps it. But I've been hearing things of how that's sort of like the new like NXT. Of like how NXT was the coolest thing, 5, 6 years ago. Or PWG was sort of the greatest thing. The GCW is sort of in that state right now.
Where is GCW stationed?
I want to say St. Louis area or Chicago area, mid area. Of America
with lax COVID rules.
Yeah, no, that's the one thing I'm just like not it. Like they're, I don't understand how they're doing shows. No one's really explained it to me yet. But you know, but anyways,
I'm excited about MLW's restart.
Yes,
and I'm curious to see what they do because all those guys are real great. Davey Boy Jr. I haven't seen in forever. I'm excited to see what they do. Moving on. Raw viewership, Moet. Yeah. Raw, have you heard about it?
Oh,
Monday
I know.
Night Raw.
Oh,
have you heard? About
Oh, yes,
it?
I'm familiar. Yes.
So essentially, it's had the lowest third hour in its history. Viewership is down, and since they've added the third hour, what was it like 5, 6 years ago?
Yes,
maybe more. Maybe more, something like
about
that.
About thereabouts. Yeah.
That's their lowest third hour in history. They are about 500,000 away from being at AEW's viewership.
Ah, for just their third hour, you're saying?
That third hour. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good news
but
for
that's
AEW.
That's pretty crazy.
It's good for AEW at that point. And then, yeah, I can't remember the last time I actually watched an episode of Raw. I watched the clips online. I don't remember the last time. I don't know. When have you seen Raw?
No, and I haven't seen it at all. I'm curious as to what they could do to stop the bleeding. I feel like if I were in charge of the Raw flagship show, that you can't take away the third hour. It's too late. Like, you already have your TV deal is built in with that third hour. You need it there. What do you do? What would you do, Mo?
Well, that's what you're saying. The third hour is there for TV ratings. They actually, I don't remember the numbers anymore, but I read that they get a lot of money, like, for that third hour. It's worth it for them, even if the ratings are dropping so far. It's worth it for that revenue increase. So, I don't know. There's a lot of things they could do. They could work on their storylines. They could, you know, it's just the product itself is garbage, in my opinion.
They could be good, Red.
They could be good.
They could just
good
stuff rather than dumb stuff, Red.
Yeah. I don't think the third hour is even necessary, really. Like, it never really was. I think it's just like a revenue stream. So, whatever.
I would love for them to take off that first hour. Not take it off, but change that first hour into a talking smack. Have it be like, oh, the before show deal, so you get some promos, set up that show that night, so you're like a kind of a build up maybe, because it's so hard. It's so hard to watch 3 hours straight.
That's a great idea.
It's just so hard.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I actually hadn't thought about like switching up the entire format. I was just stuck.
Because what else are you going to do? You can't cut it off.
Yeah, because the format now is just so exhausting. Like they're just showing replays constantly or just people just show up and ramble on the mic for like 20 minutes in the opening. It's exhausting. I don't know.
And what's so refreshing about AEW is when they open the show with a pay-per-view, it's them in the back getting ready to walk out for their match. You know, like, it's real quick. It's like, oh, the show's starting, and it's starting now. That's what they give us.
Yeah.
Which I kind of love. Like, every show starts off, every AEW starts off great.
Yeah, almost, I want to say a majority probably start with a match immediately. Sometimes the wrestlers are already in the ring, I think. Right?
Or something great like that first MJF Y2J thing, where they start off with the limos, and they said the, what a loser at the same time. Like, that was the, like, if they're gonna do it, they do it great.
Yeah, they do it. It's quick too. They don't linger quick. Around. It's like, yeah, which is nice.
No more than 5 minutes. Well, Rod's got to get their act together. Mowat, we've talked about this early in the week, but this is the first time talking on our podcast about it. Cody Rhodes is officially allowed to be Cody Rhodes.
Yes.
He says that he doesn't plan on using it for wrestling. He plans on staying the Nightmare Cody, but it's good for outside projects, he says. How long do you think it's going to be before he starts calling himself Cody Rhodes in the ring?
I think it's today is Saturday, 2 p.m. I think it's going to be about 5 hours from now. That's my guess. I think he's going to be announced Cody Rhodes at Full Gear.
I would love that. That would actually be really great. And the thing is, like, I bet it's because he's trying to play nice with WWE that he's going to hold off for a little bit. Like, because their big issue is, like, their intellectual property, and they think they own the Rhodes thing, and they own it for wrestling. And he probably got it with some sort of handshake deal, being like, let me just use it for SAG credits. Let me just use it so I have a you know, that type of thing. He talked about that in an interview. He's like, I want a place where people to be able to say, oh, like, he does the Go Big show.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying Cody. How many fucking Codys are there, you know?
Yeah.
He's not that distinguishable yet. So, are you thinking tonight they're going to announce him?
I think so. I mean, it would be such a big moment when they do it. I was actually kind of sad or just disappointed that he announced it off air on AEW after the Dynamite show. Because it would have been such a big moment if nobody knew. And at the, you know, he's already got a crazy, insanely overdramatic entrance. You know, what if he's in the middle of the ring and Justin Roberts announces Cody Rhodes? That would be a huge pop. Yeah. But
I think maybe because you mentioned that, I didn't even think of it. It's almost certainly because he's trying to play nice with WWE.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's a pretty bit. Like, so the day he wins, he goes on his television show that's a rival to theirs and says, we beat you in a lawsuit. Not in a lawsuit, but I won your trademark from you. You know, like, that's rubbing salt in the wound, and maybe he's trying not to do
that. Yeah, I think they generally don't do that very often anymore. They used to pull off some cheap shots, but not as egregious as, like, WCW so far.
Yeah.
Where I don't think there is, like, they're like, you know, they're kind of like teenage brat humor. Like, they kind of pull it off a little here and there, but they're not like antagonistic. I don't
except
think.
Taz.
Oh yeah, sloppy shop
Taz
comments.
Say sloppy shop.
Yeah.
But moving on, I only have one more news story, Mo.
This is great. Knock it out. We've got things to do. More.
And this is also something that we know about, and it's for Full Gear tonight. Matt Jackson's injured. He's got a partially torn MCL and a thinning ACL.
What's a thinning ACL?
His ACL's thinning.
What does that mean?
It's like, you ever pull taffy too hard before it snaps?
Yeah.
It's like right there.
What a terrifying example. that's pretty detailed. Yeah.
So it's he's gonna wrestle tonight, but it's almost a certain to me in my brain they're losing, because he also has to get better. He has to work on his knee, and that's why they did that the program where he got his ankle broken into with Tully and FTR, is because they're getting ready for this being a part and them to take a break.
Holy shit. That's news to me.
At least Matt.
I didn't.
At least Matt.
Yeah.
Because I imagine, which would be kind of cool, is now Nick Jackson goes on a singles run.
Yeah. Yeah. JR loves the hell out of Nick Jackson. So I think that'd be interesting, at least. I don't think I've ever.
Because he's the good Jackson.
I know they were broken up a bit in like TNA, I'm pretty sure, or something. But I haven't seen them as single stars yet. So I'm curious what that might look like. That's news to me, Red. I had no idea that. It was a real injury. I thought
I broke it.
Yeah, to me, I thought it was all just within the storylines because it good job. You get me once every week, every one of these. I'm like, what?
I thought it would be the WWE Hall of Famer one.
No, yeah, I've been following along that one. That's a big story, but
what do you see happening if Matt Jackson's out with an injury? Uh-huh. It's safe to assume that they're not winning the titles tonight. And they're going to go on with that gimmick that they can't challenge for them. Do you see Nick Jackson doing a singles deal for a little bit? Or do you see them taking the Young Bucks off TV for a little bit while they regroup?
They may. I don't know. It's an interesting. They might dabble with it, but I know there have been long stretches where they're just not on TV. So I could easily see that happening where Nick just takes a back seat. I don't know. I'm I'm really curious about tonight's match now, because I was so certain on Wednesday that they would win because of that ridiculous stipulation that if they win, if they lose, they won't ever challenge for the belt again. So, yeah, maybe you were right all along. Maybe they do lose.
Maybe I'm right.
Maybe they become heel, like mega heels in the future when they come back and they're like, we're just kidding, we're actually dickheads, and then they challenge for it again. Who
which
knows?
They kind of ruined, because that heel turn would have been so much better if they hadn't super kicked everyone for a month. You know, if they didn't do that and they just went this way where they're moody, where they're just being moody because they want, that would have been such a more effective build for them to be like, kind of like, they're usually these happy-go-lucky, we-own-the-company guys, and have them be moody for a month because they want to face this championship. It's so weighing so much on their brain. They have everything riding on it where they're never going to face it again, and then they lose, and then it's immense heel turn where they're like, fuck it, we own this place. Boom, 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 boom. Like, they're just fucking wrecking the place.
Yeah.
But now we have this watered-down version of them as heels where they're super-kicking people and hurting Tony Schiavone. Touching Tony Schiavone. Never been touched.
No. Yeah,
never been touched, and they've never talked about it since.
It's crazy.
Have we ever? Like, it's so upsetting. Tony Schiavone should be in a neck brace till this day. They should have this entire month. If you hit Tony Schiavone, have him be in a neck brace the entire month as buildup for how pieces of shit they are to this poor, hurting old man.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, poor. I know you got a soft spot for Tony. I know. This means a lot to you.
Is this generation's mean gene, Mo?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, without a doubt. But I don't know. I still try to give them the benefit of the doubt overall, because they are only a year old, and they haven't ever had this opportunity before. As like, I don't, you know, almost any of them, I don't think, have actually booked matches before. So I think, I like to think they're still growing pains, like, because it's very, very bizarre how they handled their storyline. So I think they're, I can only assume they're going to get better from here on out and just kind of fix their mistakes. So. But
because FTR is also disappointed in it. Did you read about that?
Yeah, yeah.
FTR has been pretty disappointed in this. But well, we could only move on from here. Hopefully Full Gear pays off. And that's the end of their news, but we're not done yet.
What?
We've got Mailman Moet coming.
Oh, here we go.
Doo-doo.
Yeah, I really need a hat and a like a song.
Yeah, you really do. I would love a graphic that just goes over just like a little mail truck that's just with your face with a happy-go-lucky, you know, Jib Jab?
Jib Jab, yeah. I'd be Jib Jab.
It's you Jib Jab in a truck.
That'd be fun. That'd be really fun.
Yeah, I think it should be happening. What mail are we looking at today, Mo? I think last time I checked, I think we have three in the mailbag. I didn't look at them yet.
We have three people. Three people have talked to us. The first one we got Corbin from Edmonton, Canada. I like to think, is that Canada?
Maybe he spelled his town wrong.
Oh, Edmonton. My bad.
That makes sense.
I apologize. All right. Corbin from Edmonton.
Are you from Canada?
I'm from Canada, so I thought of Edmonton, which I'm not even sure at this point if that's a real city from Canada. Anyways, here you go. Corbin from Edmonton. In a new X-Men movie, what current wrestler would make a great Wolverine? What wrestler would be Wolverine in the X-Men? What a fun question.
That's a pretty good question. Thank you, Corbin.
I love that Corbin thought about us for this one.
Yeah, Corbin's pretty sweet. Well, big fan of Corbin.
You gotta think of hair. That's my first thought. You gotta get a hairy dude. Or a woman. Sure. Could be, you know, but it gotta be a hairy person to be Wolverine, in my opinion. And they gotta, yeah.
Wanna know who'd be good?
Who's that?
Rusev.
He's got the body. Yeah, he's got
the body. He's shortsed out, hairy.
He's gotta be a little.
You let him grow out his hair a bit.
Yeah, I'm a stickler for the hair. He's got to have a very hairy chest if he's going to play Wolverine. And I think that makes sense. I think he's a little too buff. Wolverine's always kind of a slim dude, but
he's pretty small.
Yeah. So
did you know who was originally set to be, when they were doing the X-Men in the 80s, who they had on peg to play Wolverine?
No. Who?
Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins? Who's Bob Hoskins?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh.
The detective?
Yes. I heard of him. I just couldn't place it immediately. Yeah. That's, he's a kind of a schlubby sort of dude. Because he's like,
well, he was kind of stocky.
Yeah.
But like, he'd slim up a little bit, and he's just a small little angry guy.
Yeah, you know? You gotta be a small angry guy. A small, hairy, angry guy. There's gotta be a good answer to this. I'm wondering.
We could come back to it. We could sit on this one.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah.
We'll get back to
it. It's going to hit me. I'm sorry, Corbin. I couldn't be better. I don't know. Let me think a little bit harder on this. It's a good,
what other mail
good
we
question.
Got in this?
We got another one from Sheila from NYC. All right. New York.
All right. New York City.
What AEW dream match haven't we seen yet? That's a bit, a little bit of a bite onto that the question. Haven't we seen? That makes me think, like, what, you know, they've already exhausted all of them.
Like, what two wrestlers haven't faced that we think we would be pretty great?
Pentagon and Pac.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Or Phoenix and Pac. I think they'd both be good. But, yeah. That one's my first.
Pac versus a lot of people.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's just been out for a long time.
I would love Pac versus Hangman Page.
That'd be good. Who else? Yeah, that's my first thought.
Pac Omega.
Anyone with Pac. What about... Pac Omega
I think, honestly, I have no idea. But anything with Pac. I just
Pac and Omega need to go again. Back. Yeah, that was Omega wasn't at his peak again. He had kind of slumped at the start of AEW. So that'd be good now if he's a heel.
I would love a Pac versus Brody Lee.
Oh, that'd be good. We haven't seen that in AEW. I'm sure they wrestled in WWE.
I don't think we've seen it there because they were a part of two. Like, he was on Raw. The Wyatt family at the time was on SmackDown.
Mm.
I think... That would be great. Mm. That Brody Lee versus Pac. That's actually really great.
That's pretty. There's a. That's pretty good. I just thought of somebody for Corbin's question, but the reason why I was having a tough time was because it's an indie wrestler I know from Texas. His name is Moonshine Mantell. I think he could play a guy named Moonshine Mantell could play Wolverine very well. But I know that doesn't mean anything to most people, unfortunately.
Wano, who would make a really. Like a really bad, funny Wolverine.
Who?
Matt Jackson.
That's a dollar store Wolverine.
His dumb little mutt chops. He's like, come on, guys, let's
move. Ooh, what about Pac is Wolverine?
Pac is Wolverine.
Yeah, if we're going.
Pac is the new Wolverine. He looks like a Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, he's a.
He looks.
Yeah, he's more of a Tasmanian devil. You're right. If we're going to go cartoon characters, that was a little bit...
But in this world, Tasmanian devil is the closest thing we're going to get to a Wolverine.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Like, if X-Men correlated to Looney Tunes, Taz would play Wolverine.
Yeah. Oh, yo, yeah, I think so. I think
Taz would have
Taz from, like... Taz playing Wolverine?
Yeah. Mm. Like, if Looney Tunes characters had to play X-Men... Taz would have to play Wolverine.
Because he was, in his younger days, in like the 90s or whatever, wasn't he called the Tasmanian? There was some...
Oh, no, not Taz the wrestler. I'm saying Looney Tunes. The character Taz, the Tasmanian devil.
Oh!
I was going Looney Tunes.
Oh, I got thrown off so hard. I'm so sorry.
I gave a lot. No, I gave a lot there. I gave a lot. But I would like to see Porky Pig as Professor Xavier.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
I think we could get going. And Mo, what's our last question of the day? What are the mailbag?
Last one is from Lonnie from San Marcos. Dear Moet. Oh, right, directly to me. Sorry, Red. I guess I'll have to answer this one.
That's weird.
Dear Moet, do you like Iron Man matches? And if so, who would you want to see in one? P.S. It says, please don't read this on air. I don't know. I think I just will anyway. Please don't read. Have you thought of getting a new co-host? I really want you to. I really want to like the show. And Red rubs me the wrong way. You know, like a Santa Claus with no beard, but still says ho ho ho. Oh boy.
What does that mean?
Oh boy. I'm sorry for reading that. Are you, I didn't, are you okay?
No. What was the question? Why did they go off in that tangent? Yeah,
all right, Lonnie, listen up. Okay. You can't talk to my pal Red Jefferson like this. Okay. It's a tag team. You can't do that. All right.
Well, I guess, you know, once we become big, we're bound to get haters.
Getting furious over here.
We're bound to get haters.
Rub me the wrong way. You rub me the wrong way. Okay. Santa Claus, yeah, that might be true, but that's still not a nice thing to say, ho, 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 okay?
Sounds like whoever wrote that was high. It must have been early in the morning. That piece of shit, Lonnie. Don't like
God them. Damn it.
Don't
all
know
right.
Who they are.
Do you like
Iron... Do you like Iron Man matches, Mo?
I do like Iron Man matches. Who would you want to see in one? I love the HBK Bret Hart. I think it's unforgettable. I remember watching it in a WrestleMania match when I was 9 or 8 or whatever age I was. I was young, and... It was a really, really big deal to me because I thought wrestling was real. Bret Hart was my favorite wrestler in the world. I thought it was a travesty how he lost. It literally broke my heart. It felt like a presidential election. I was just like so excited. I'm like, yes, he's up one. He's up 1-0. Oh, no, no, it's 1-1. What's going to happen? I was so excited. And I was so furious when they forced Bret back in the ring after it was a draw. Red, it was a draw. That shouldn't mean that Bret Hart, the champion, wins. It's like a count out. That's what I was screaming at the TV. I just want to talk about that Iron Man match, honestly.
Gorilla Monsoon must have pissed you off.
Yeah, oh, man. Oh, man. And then I was like,
he must have been.
Of course he's going to lose when he goes back because his head's. The adrenaline rush is gone because he thought he won. Yeah, it wasn't fair. I'm still frustrated by this.
Who would you like to see in an Iron Man match nowadays?
Bret Hart versus AW. HBK.
Shut up the fuck up.
Let's settle this once and for all. Sorry for my rant. I apologize. Let's see. Who would I want in didn't they already do an Iron Man match? I feel like they did
one. Not that I know of.
Maybe not. Maybe I think of NXT recently. Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega would be in it.
Hangman Page and Kenny Omega.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, that would actually be really good.
Because they both know how to sell. They know how to sell. They both know how to sell in a long match. They put a lot of emotion in. And especially for them, that's how they should. They're going to have their match, what is it, tonight?
Yeah.
They're going to have their match tonight. But they are going, Hangman's going to lose. I'm calling it right now. Hangman's going to lose. Kenny Omega's going to win. Kenny Omega's going to go on to win the championship from Jon Moxley. And we're going to see the whole progression of Hangman going into his drunk phase, coming out. There's going to be an intervention. There's going to be an AEW intervention. JR is going to be a part of it. And it's going to end up this big turnaround to next year. What did they have in January? They have this big pay-per-view in January. That's where Hangman's going to win it in an Iron Man match.
That's excellent. Excellent. You just booked the next year for them. That's perfect. That's great.
This is part mailbag, part our rebooking the show thing where we talk about the night's matches.
Yeah, I think so.
This is kind of like
You know who else I would want an Iron Man match? I just thought of. I would like to see an Iron Man match between Brandon Cutler and Peter Avalon. I think that would be great. Put it on dark. Make it 30
Brandon
minutes.
Cutler and Peter Avalon.
Yeah.
Peter Avalon's the librarian?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Brandon Cutler is who?
Oh my God! Listen to this. Listen to you.
Who? Is he a Brandon Cutler?
I hear that tone, somewhere? Mister. I hear that. I guess, come on.
Wait, who is it? I honestly can't remember.
Forget about it. I don't need to.
Brandon Cutler.
They have a really I find emotional feud that's been going on dark. I've been invested emotionally in this feud where they. What are you doing to me? What are you laughing at? I can't talk to someone who doesn't take this seriously, okay?
No, you're right. Brandon Cutler, Brandon Avalon,
Avalon.
They have an emotional feud. What is it based off of?
Who gets their first win?
They both haven't gotten their first win?
Well, so they actually wrestled, and then Brandon Cutler won got his first win. But did you know about that feud at all? It was actually I was joking a little bit, but I actually thought it was kind of a really wonderful arc storyline where they were both jobbers, right? They were just both 0-28 or whatever, both of them. And then finally in dark storylines, they got together. We're like, well, if we're both losing, what if we team up? And if we team up, we might win. And then they continue to keep losing and keep losing. And then I got to Peter Avalon wanted to cheat. I'm just going to tell you the entire storyline.
Sure.
Peter Avalon wanted to cheat because he's like, well, this is how, because he always cheats as a heel. That was what he was doing before the tag team. But Brandon Cutler would stop him. He's like, no, we're not going to cheat. We're going to do it right. And he's like, well, I just want to win. That's what he would say. Peter's like, I just want to win. I don't care anymore of doing it right. And then he's like, no, because losing is important. It's important to lose because when you win, when you finally win, it'll mean so much more. So we have to do this. We have to do it right. And that was what cinched it for me. So finally, they got so fed up that Peter Avalon got fed up. He knocked out. He attacked Brandon after a match. So then they wrestled a singles match because of that. They went to a draw twice. And then finally the third time Brandon Cutler won, and it was a
I thought that was gonna be a match tonight on the pre-show, and I got excited that maybe that was gonna sneak on there to see who it, so Brandon Cutler won.
It really should have been like a pre-show match or something.
That's how they should treat the pre-show. It should be like the pay-per-view for Dark.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I think that should be because they're doing
rather
great
than having a woman's the fucking woman's match on there. They're putting the NWA championship on there with Serena Deeb, which is not where they should be keeping that match.
Not good.
But either way, Mo, that's all the mailbag.
That's it. Just three of them today, Brad. Yeah.
And that's the news you can't lose. This is the Loser Leaves Wrestling podcast, and we have Loser Leaves Wrestling at Instagram and on YouTube and Loser Leaves Pod at Gmail for more mailbag questions. Please send us those mailbag questions, and also please review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And so far, you're not. You haven't, but we would love for you to. And thank you all so much for watching. Mowat, say Donald Trump's name backwards.
Donald. God damn it.
Thank you all so much for watching, everyone. Have a great night. Bye.
Never good at that game. Goodbye.
Oh, poor Pooch.